Now, hello, welcome to Learning from Strangers, a podcast where people you don't know talk about things that might interest you. I'm Ethan Moses, and joining me as always is Holly Phillips. Holly, how are you doing?
Hey, good.
Good, good. Today's a little bit different. We were really excited last week because we had a guest and it was an outdoor-themed podcast. This week, I kind of forgot to think about what we were going to talk about. So, and I'm running really late, but that was really nice. So that's a good thing. So we figured Holly and I talked, and we said, hey, why don't we ad lib a little bit? Why don't we kind of go through some things that may not be relationship oriented, but some stuff that's just kind of either pissing us off or making us really happy. We'll try to do both of those. I'm going to assume that, you know, the pissing off aspect is going to be come more from my end, but I don't know, Holly, you may have some stuff going on, but I just wanted to just real quickly begin this with is, as someone who writes, and Holly, you write as well. Mm-hmm. There's something in this world called fluff. Fluff is when you include big words, long sentences into your writing and completely distract your reader from what you're actually trying to say. Fluff is on the rise. Fluff is everywhere. And right now, writing has come down to either fluff or just BuzzFeed. You know, just like nothing, just pictures and memes and shit. Well, yeah. This fluff has made its way into the world of job postings. And I just like to say I have no fucking idea what jobs I've been applying for like the last week. I don't know what market hacking is. Do you know what market hacking is?
No.
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Does that seem made up to you?
I mean, hacking, I think of like computer hack or life hack.
Yeah, everything's hacking now. So now there's market hacking,
okay.
Ad hacking. I remember playing Hacky Sack. That's about as far into hacking that I got to. I'm just really confused. I guess maybe I feel like a really old man now, even though I'm just 30 years old. Been out of the job market for a while. I realized the other day I have not applied for a job in 8 years.
I thought you just had a job interview.
Well, I did. It didn't go very well.
But you applied.
Well, I applied. I just had no idea what I was going in for. Things have changed, Holly. In 8 years, things have changed. The world is changing before my very eyes. I actually believe the world is changing faster than humans can wrap their heads around, and this will cause problems in the future, mainly because of these buzzwords. Fucking, ugh.
This is really off topic, but I just have to update you and the listeners on a situation that we discussed a few episodes ago.
The virginity pact?
No, not that. That is same.
Cool. That's good.
That podcast about making the first, should I make the first move?
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, I was, you know, I went like a while, a couple weeks, like, okay, I'm going to find the right time, like say something to this guy at the gym.
Gym guy.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, him and I were like the only ones there, like about to take a boxing class. And I was like, yes, I'm going to do it. I'm so going
to
do it.
It's about to get sexy, isn't it?
No. Virginity pact. So we're sitting there like before class and he's doing his usual like, how are you doing? What's been up? What are you doing this weekend? Yada, yada. And as I'm like, okay, here we go. This girl comes up and he starts laughing, kind of like laughing to himself. And he's like, isn't this so funny? The only two girls I know named Holly. Holly, meet my girlfriend, Holly. I kid you not. And, like, obviously I had no idea that he had a girlfriend because he's apparently is, like, Shady McGee. So I was like, oh, how funny is that? Wow, it's hilarious.
Oh, that's way worse than my buzzwords. That's way worse. Nuh-uh.
Yeah, that seriously happened. That's really her name. Her name is really Holly.
Holly, do you sometimes get the impression that you are being videotaped? In these situations, this is a Truman Show-esque kind of a means of entertaining somebody. I haven't seen your show online, so I don't know if it's like where it's at. But
Well, here's my thing. Okay, all of these times that we said, what are you doing this weekend, blah, blah, blah. He never mentioned, oh, me and my girlfriend are going to go out to eat. Or, I mean, come on, that's shady boots.
That is. I guess maybe there's two. One, totally read this guy wrong. I apologize.
I was seriously thanking my stars that I haven't had the balls to say anything in the past month to this dude, because he told, how embarrassing would that have been if he was I have a girlfriend.
Fortunately, the scenario that I was imagining was about to happen in a lonely gym with two people didn't happen either, because that would have been really, really awkward for you. Wow, that's crazy. You know, I wonder if at the end of the day, dudes are trying to be friendly. I don't know. I try to be friendly with people, but then I want to make sure that I'm not being too friendly with female people, or I don't know, gay dudes, whoever would may think that, you know, they may want to touch my penis at some point in the future. I have a wedding ring, so it's like I don't have to be like, oh, my wife and I are new things, because then that's kind of pushing it in a little bit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But do you think we need to go to the girlfriend boyfriend ring?
Well, it's like one of those things where, like, I guess I can kind of understand, like, if he didn't want to. You know how, like, sometimes, like, I've seen it happen where, like, a guy will, like, approach a girl in a bar, and as soon as he's like, hey, what's up? She's like, I have a boyfriend. Yeah. And it's like, okay, yeah. Obviously that's not really necessary, because then the guy's going to be like, oh, hey, I wasn't trying to whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like maybe he didn't think that I was, like, thinking that. I don't know, but...
We misread a lot of vibes, but that's weird, because those vibes, I wasn't there, but based on the story you told me, there were vibes.
Yeah. But I think they've been dating, like, for a little bit, like, not like a week, you know, like months.
How many months?
I mean, based on my Facebook stalking, maybe like 3-4 months.
Holly,
what?
That's good detective work. I appreciate
it. I mean, I had to be like, wait, what?
What's going on with it? Yeah, vibes are weird. Gym, maybe we need to take gym vibes off. Maybe we need to ignore gym vibes, because you got all that, you know, the energy moving in you. You got the what's it called? The brain fuel, the brain chemicals, the serotonin is pumping, and then you're like, I'm gonna be friendly to everybody, and I'm gonna make them think that I'm interested. You know, maybe that's maybe the gym vibes things that we should ignore at this point in the future. Well, that kind of sucks, because he was kind of ripped. Was he ripped? Was this the ripped guy? There was a ripped guy somewhere. I feel like there was a ripped guy at some point.
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of had to laugh about it. Like, I told one of my friends after, and they were like, what? Just that we have the same name and all that. It's pretty nuts.
That's really nuts. That's just a really weird situation. Well, it looks like you're going to have to find a new gym, because you never see
it. It was like, I saw them, and, you know, then we all took the class together, all three of us, like a cheerful bunch. Mm-hmm. And then I saw them again in the morning. I was like, oh,
wait, wow, in the morning, did you guys have a threesome or something?
No, it was like, this was a Friday night, and then a Saturday morning, I went back to the gym, and they were there. I'm like, oh, great, now I'm going to see you all, like, all the time. Cool.
Oh, and they'll be happy and hugging, and, oh, yeah, that's
right,
disgusting.
Right.
That disgusts me. Well, yeah, at least, I mean, God, fuck. Yeah, good. You dodged a bullet on that one. I'm sorry, but I feel like there may have been vibes at that.
Yeah, point, I feel, so. but it's like, if there were vibes, then that dude's kind of shady, you know?
Yeah, or he's obviously just too friendly. There's such a thin line between shady and overly friendly. Aggressive friendliness, as people have said. I'm sometimes scared that I appear shady when I'm, again, aggressively friendly. So I don't, man, that's something that we're going to have to come back to that, because things are changing in social conduct. And, I definitely think that that's something that everybody wants to avoid is in that situation on both sides of it. 'Cause you don't want to be the dude that's like like, oh, I'm married, so I can't talk to any women, because that's kind of weird. But then the other side of it,
overkill.
So I'm saying we need to get these buttons out. People put the fucking buttons on. Green means go. Red means no. Yellow means I'm a cheating bastard.
Oh shit!
I think we should market those. I know somebody else already thought of that idea. I believe it was the podcast Lady to Lady.
But then, you know, people are just going to put on the green button.
I won't put on the green button. I'm not going to put on the green button. If I wanted my ass kicked, yeah, I'll put the green button on. Or you fuck up and you go out with your buddies and you forget which side the button's supposed to be. Yeah, no, I'll put on the red button. No, no means no with me. Maybe the yellow button if I'm feeling frisky. And I'll turn it to red immediately after that. You think everybody would wear the green button?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I just assume, like, if you're a liar, you're a liar.
Yeah, well, God.
I guess. I don't know.
I think it could be difficult. But you know what? Here's what we need to factor into it, though. There's got to be some sort of penalty involved with it, almost a social contract, that if you do participate with the button system and you use it in a way that is not intended, then you are fined, maybe. Maybe there's some sort of like an electronic thing in there that I don't know. It can't just be a button. At first I thought it could be a button, but then you brought to light the fact that everybody's scummy. 75% of the world is just a big fucking scumbag, and we hate them all. No, but I mean, we have to put some sort of like bionic measure in there to make sure that you don't, you know, like I have to like for me to
it turn... like electrocutes you when you put the wrong button on.
Oh no, I wasn't thinking that harsh. But if you want to go that, but I mean, I was thinking more like like your significant other has to put a code in or something to switch.
Okay, like colors they to
the, they yeah they the approve color. It.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't okay. know. That would be, but then I'd want, you know, but frankly speaking, and again, to, you know, maybe I would want one that was not just in terms of dating. Why are you licking my elbow? That's a weird thing to do.
Which cat is that?
Scuffles, the cat that's always doing weird shit. You don't do that. That's weird. But no, maybe I would want a button that was like one for social contact and one for no social contact. You know, so if I'm walking in the street and I've got my red button on, or maybe it'd have to be a different color, so maybe we need black and white on that one. So, or I guess that's racist now, isn't it? Someone's going to get mad about that. So another color, purple and fucking orange. Orange means don't talk to me. I'm walking down the street and I'm pissed. Purple means you can talk to me if you'd like to, you know, if it comes up. I like this button system. It would save a lot of people a lot of issues. And then maybe you could get assigned a creeper button. Let's say you get a reputation for being creeper. Maybe there's a group of your own peers that judges you. And then maybe they give you like a not a green, but like that snot green. You know, those yucky stickers you used to put on chemicals. But if you're a creeper, you get it. And it says creeper. And then you have to do non-creepy things to get back your red, green, yellow, or your purple, orange. I mean, there's a lot of buttons, though. You're going to look like a waitress at, like, Bennigan's or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
You just have a bunch of flair on you.
Yeah,
so
you'll have a vest.
There's got to be a better way for all of this stuff to make it a lot easier. Well, fucking A. If I would have, you know what? And now I feel like you are the first casualty in my ineptitude of getting this marketed and going with it, because I'm so scared I'm gonna get sued. So maybe that's it. Well, I'm sorry. But did you get? But see, the other thing we were talking about, I thought you were gonna bring up your problem with the dude that was not getting, because the episode after that was dudes not getting the point.
Mm-hmm.
Has that individual drifted off into his serial killer underground lair?
Well, the guy from the Poetry Slam or whatever, he pretty much, like, he still comes, but he never says anything to me, so that's cool.
Yeah.
The other guy actually sent me, like, another message, like, 2 days ago. After, mm-hmm. I mean, it had been probably weeks since I heard from him, and then he sent me some random message about WrestleMania, and I'm like, like, this dude has been having a conversation with himself for, like, a month or something? I don't know.
WrestleMania? What is he doing?
Well, WrestleMania is coming to New Orleans.
Oh, is it
and,
really?
Okay. Yeah, that makes a little bit more sense. But it's like, he has tickets, I don't. So the message said, ready for WrestleMania. And I wanted to write back, like, no, I'm not going.
Wait, are you a fan of WrestleMania? Well, are you a fan of the Wrestle?
This all came out because I watched Total Divas. Uh-huh. And I like the Bella Twins. And so they're going to be at WrestleMania.
Okay.
And I was just like, and I guess, like, I don't know if it's like his office is going or something. I don't know. So that's how he got tickets. I mean, I would not pay. The tickets are like $150, you know?
His office got him WrestleMania tickets? Where does he work at? Like a tobacco factory?
Yeah, I don't know. Steroid company? I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I shouldn't stereotype all people that go to WrestleMania.
No, but it's just like, you know, it's just one of those things, and I've had that happen before, where, like, a guy will, like, try to find that one thing to just hang on to. I'm not obsessed with WrestleMania or Total Divas or whatever. I just like to watch the show, and, you know, it's whatever. But to text me, like, a month later and be, like, ready for my, like, am I prepping for it? No.
Are you pumped up, Holly? Are you pumped up for WrestleMania? At least he didn't wake you up in Hulk Hogan gear and, like, standing over you like, it's time, it's coming, because that could have been weird, because this guy has potential. Or did he?
Oh, my God. No.
You said, and I was like, oh,
no,
fuck.
I'm just like, if that happened, I would have, like, probably attempted a WrestleMania move on that shit.
He would have liked it. Don't do that. that's the first thing that you would, that you teach, I taught like one self-defense class to women, and I said, do not do anything that'll give somebody a boner. And that was the very first thing I said when they first walked in. I said, kick them in the nuts, but don't do anything to give them a boner. And they were like, well, what gives dudes boners? And I was like, literally everything. 80% of everything that they do will give them a boner. So running is your best option, or stabbing them directly into their penis is the only thing that you can do to prevent a boner from happening. And even then,
it might still happen.
There's a segment of the population that would be like, finally, I've been waiting for this all week. So,
but yeah, I'm like, dude, come on, give it up. I swear, I was like really hoping that he listened to our podcast and got a hint, but I guess not.
I too thought that potentially was going to happen, and I was not worried because it wasn't that we were being mean. We were being honest, and that's what this podcast is supposed to be about for the most part. But then I was kind of like, oh shit, I hope this isn't like, you know, that watershed moment where he's like, oh God, now I have to kidnap Holly. It's my last plan. He sounds like Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs as well in my eyes.
Oh,
actually,
my God.
You've seen that movie, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I also imagine him tucking his penis in between his legs and dancing too. So, I don't know. I know it's happening to you, so I can make it as outrageous as possible. If it was happening to me, I'd be scared shitless, but...
You know, here's the thing. It's like, oh my God, he seriously just texted me right now.
Really?
Yes, for reals.
It's not a picture of him with his penis tucked between his legs.
No, he's like asking me some random question about my work. Oh my God, that is crazy.
He loves you. That's a lot.
Seriously, this is the thing about my life, and it's been like this for a long time, but like people always ask me because I've written a relationship blog, I've had a column for seriously like almost been 10 years. It's been like 8 years that I've been writing about relationships and all this, and people are like asking me, when are you going to run out of stuff to say, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, this shit, stuff like what we've just been talking about constantly happens to me. So like, how can I ever stop writing about it? Because it keeps happening.
You know, I always wonder, because I, not in the same situation, but when I'm writing, because I'm kind of a goofy idiot, and so goofy idiot stuff happens to me on a regular basis, and I wonder if it happens because just of the person I am, or it happens because I write and thus I notice the weird things that happen, or what. Like, it kind of feels like there's always this, like, just weird shit happens. Weird, goofy stuff happens on a regular basis, and when people see that I've written about it, they're like, "That there's no way that happened." And I'm sure they say the same thing to you. They're like, no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But does there come a point where, I mean, are we more dramatic than we think? Do we write drama into our own lives? I guess I wonder, I don't know.
Well, sometimes I wonder that, like, because I feel like I remember a lot of things that happened to me, like, in my past, or sometimes when things happen, I'm very, like, analytical about it, and I don't know, you know, which came first. Am I like that because I write about it, or what? And then is this stuff happening to me because I somehow bring it upon myself? I don't know, but I'm just like, I don't know. And someone actually asked me last night, they were like, how much of your writing is actually true versus how much of it is stuff you think people want to read? And I was like, what are you talking about? Because all of it's true.
That could, I could be insulted by something like that. Like something like that is on the edge of being insulting, because like, I think that like now, whereas you do write things that people like to read, that is not your first, you know, because people like that. I mean, they like to read about relationships. They like to know that, you know, either to be helpful and part of a community, or to say, oh shit, I'm in the same boat. I feel comfortable with that. But you're not, that's not your main motivation for it. You're not like, oh, I'm going to go and, you know, attract weird dudes that love wrestling so I can write about it. You know, I mean, there's not like an OkCupid site for that. Like, oh, I don't want to date you, but I need you to stalk me for 3 weeks and give me some, you know, some material for my blog. So
yeah,
I can't believe somebody said that. I mean, were they saying it in like a nice way or like,
yeah, well, I was like, are you asking me because you think this stuff I say is made up? And he was like, no, I just, he was saying that, like, you know, he was like, obviously these columns that you write, you know, when it happens in real life, it's not tied up with a bow. And I'm like, well, no, of course not. That's just the way that it's written. Mm-hmm. But I was like, no, everything that I've never like embellished. I guess he was thinking some of the stuff was a little bit embellished. And I was like, no, I really don't have to embellish it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've got some stories.
Like it is.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've got some, and if anybody's listening to this and they haven't been to Holly's blog, she's a great writer, but she's got some very interesting stories. There's a lot of people that blog about relationships online, but few of them have content that is, I guess I don't even know how to describe it, because you don't write in a dramatic way in terms of like, I feel like a lot of people write and they're like over emotional and dramatic about it. You're pretty, the drama is from the situation and you spell it out quite well. So I think it's a little bit different than what most people would probably expect, but it's because it's well written. I think maybe that's it. You know, so that's a big difference. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like people think that I make up everything I say, which I make up a lot of stuff, but not anything that I write. I only make up bullshit that I tell my wife so she doesn't think I've been sitting around eating candy bars all day. Which I did. I had one candy bar today, so I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, this dude is definitely still on the prowl. He's not gotten the point, or he just wants to be your best friend, or maybe he wants to be your pen pal.
Right, yeah, I don't know, but it's just like that text he just sent me was like something about, does my work have like a directory? I'm like, dude, seriously, like, can you just like Google that? I don't, like, why do you need to text me that?
Text him, I'm not Google, motherfucker, and just dot, dot, dot it.
I feel like that is just like food, you know, he's going to oh, cool, she's responding to me.
You're so cute, Holly, you and you're cursing at me and trying to tell me to leave.
I know.
Yeah, that'll be well, he'll get the message eventually, we hope. Or we'll just keep talking about it because it's funny. It is funny. I'm sorry, it's funny. I that sounds bad, but it is kind of funny. It won't be funny if my theoretical serial killer gang actually turns out to be real. Because it, you know, but I was watching that, or my wife watches The Killing, or not The Killing. What is it? The new show with Kevin Bacon where he's fighting serial killers.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's weird. It scares the shit out of me. So, well, is anything happy happening?
Well, I'll tell you about this because this is kind of interesting, and I'm curious to see what you think about it. This guy that asked me about, you know, how much of your stuff is real or whatever. Mm-hmm. This is actually really strange because, you know, this is the year of my past coming back. Mm-hmm. So last week, this guy, he sends me a message on Facebook, and he's like, according to my messages, we haven't talked in 8 years. And I'm like, okay. So this guy is a guy that I met in college, and we were friends, and I went with him to one of our, like, sorority grubs that we had. I asked him to be my date or whatever.
What's a grub?
It's,
I mean,
just,
I know,
like,
it's a
worm,
but...
a party, basically. Like a...
Why? That's a fucking buzzword, Holly.
Sorry. That's what they call
just
it.
Call it goddamn party. I'm so
a party,
confused.
A dance. I guess. I don't know.
It's a and then you guys just ate a bunch of food?
Oh, yeah. So I had asked him to... I wanted to ask him to another dance. Mm-hmm. And we were friends at that time. And so I wanted to do something cool because it was like our semi-formal or something like that. And so I asked his roommate if I could put balloons in their apartment to surprise him and mm-hmm. ask him to this dance. So his roommate was like, yeah, and let me and my roommate in. And I think I wrote it on the balloons or something. I don't know. And so I was like, it was on a Friday afternoon when he wasn't home. And so all Friday night, I was like waiting for him to be like, yes, of course I'll go to the dance with you. And he never talked to me, never said anything to me for 8 years. And I was obviously really upset because I didn't understand why he couldn't just say, no, I don't want to go to the dance with you or whatever.
Yeah.
And so over the weekend and stuff, he actually saw me like out in public and he was trying to get my attention, but I didn't hear him or whatever. So he sent me another message being like, I actually just saw you, you know, I'd really like to meet and catch up. But let me know if I'm barking up the wrong tree. And I was just like, look, you know, the last time I talked to you, you were like ignoring me. You were being an asshole, you know? And he, like, wrote me this, like, long apology and saying, like, how immature it was, blah, blah, blah. And so I agreed to, like, meet up with him. So we met up last night.
And?
I mean, it was actually, like, really pleasant. Like, he was really nice. I don't know if he's just, like, trying to make up for whatever. Like, he apologized and, like, we had drinks and a meal and he paid. And he was polite.
Wow.
But I don't really know, like, what to think, if it was, like, a frenzy thing or if it was, like, a date. I don't know.
Man, the catch-up thing, the Facebook catch-up is weird because I've heard from people, they say, if someone you were interested in or was interested in you or, like, an ex contacts you via Facebook, there's more to it than just friendship. Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Why?
Because there was some explanation.
Like Facebook as opposed to like an email? Or
just in general. Like why would you suddenly, like if you see somebody, okay, like when I see somebody that I may have been friends with back in the day, I'm not, if I see them out in public, I'll see them be like, oh, hey, what's up? Good to see you. Okay. I'm not going to put any more effort into being friends with them. Now, I'm not to give any wrong impression. That's just the sense I give to it.
Yeah.
Or the guy who, I think all guys go through this because a lot of guys, and I think women probably do the same thing, but I'll speak for men in this situation, is dudes are assholes. They're huge assholes. And when their testosterone is pumping, they literally can only use maybe half of their brain.
Right.
And there comes a point when you're about 24 or 25 that every asshole thing you did during your college and high school years comes rushing back into your brain. It's like you just took a big hit of heroin. I don't know how I've never done that. I'm just assuming based on what I've seen in movies. And like you're just like, "Oh my god, what have I done?" And you feel like you should apologize to people. And so that's always a possibility too, but I mean there's an aspect of effort that goes into it. And if it was pleasant, that's good. I mean, that's a good thing. I mean,
it was really nice. Like, he was, like, just really polite the whole time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he walked me back to my car and, like, gave me a hug goodbye. And, it was really nice. Which, I mean, in college, you know, I remember liking him. You know, I always thought he was nice. And so I guess that's probably why I was, like, surprised why that incident happened or whatever.
You know what happened? I'll tell you exactly what happened with the balloons.
Uh-huh.
Tell you exactly what happened. His friends made fun of him.
Oh.
Because here's the thing. What, he was 20 at the time, correct?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, 20-year-old dudes have this shitty habit of making... usually dudes that don't get any attention themselves. And this is the bros before hoes thing. Is they probably said, oh, wow, that's... Bloom, that's a nice, like, what you did was a nice thing to do. Like, that is a nice mm-hmm. thing. It's a thoughtful thing to do to get somebody to hang out with you or to go to the dance or do whatever. And his friends, who were probably scummy, probably lonely, probably overweight, and probably balding, they were jealous that it didn't happen to them. And so for them not to feel bad about themselves, they make everything that he does look stupid. This is also where the idea of being whipped comes from. Now, you can be whipped. It's possible to be whipped. But 80% of all whipped scenarios are actually a jealous dude trying to make his buddy feel bad for having something that he does not. And I believe that's exactly what happened in that situation. Because if he was a decent dude, then, I mean, he wouldn't just suddenly be like, oh, fuck. Forget this, you know. But dudes get pressured a lot by their friends. I mean, they do a lot. I did a lot of stupid shit back when I was a guy. I'm no longer
when
a man.
I was a kid.
I'm a half gendered individual. I've been reading equality shit, but was there any talk after this of like, hey, we should do this again?
Yeah, well, when we left, he was like, you know, let me know that you made it home safe or whatever. So I sent him a text when I got home. And he said that he had a good time and that he hoped, you know, we could hang out soon. And I just said, you know, thanks again. And he was like, yeah, it was my pleasure.
So he hopes you can hang out soon. Here we come back to the buzzwords again, because I
hang out.
Hang out. I know hangout's not a buzzword, but be direct. Everyone, hanging out. What does hanging out mean? I hung out with my cats for like 2 hours the other day. Doesn't mean I'm going to date them, you know, just
right.
Say, hey, we should go out. We should go out sometime if you want to.
I know. Well, that's why I don't really know. Like, what does that mean?
I would wait on it. I would see what happens.
Saga continues.
See if you get a text soon. That's the next step to it. Oh, you know what I would like for you to get? And it has nothing to do with what I would like. I would like for you to get a fucking phone call. Dudes need to start fucking phoning people and asking them on proper fucking dates.
Wow. Yeah, you're right.
There's a lot of anger in me today. No, I'm actually in a very good mood.
It's true, though. It would be really cool for a guy to be like, yeah, let's like do this real. Yeah. Let's go on a date.
Let's do this real. If they begin it like that, don't go on a date with them. It's actually... I wouldn't advise it. Well, what's your time like?
I need to go soon.
You need to go soon? Okay.
And I totally took over. Like, you didn't even get to talk about your pop culture.
I don't want to anymore, because I think that's funny. I actually like this. I think we need to do this. We need to do this ad lib stuff.
A little catch up.
And if people... Well, yeah, why not? I think it's a good thing. I think, you know, the thing is we have a very structured... And if you all hate the structure of this one, then let us know right in the comment section down at the bottom. Say we fucking hated this. You know, you got to loosen it up sometimes. We got to be nice. And our conversation last week was nice and loose. And that's just how it is. The weather's getting nice. You know, we don't need to have these little frames around everything we talk about. I'm actually, it's really interesting to check in on your relationships, because it is very interesting. You could almost have a podcast of your own where people just ask you what's going on with it. Because again, you describe it very eloquently in your blog and when you talk about it. And again, go check out The Bitter Lemon. You all will enjoy it. But it's just, I just, cause I'm out of that world. I'm out of it.
Yeah.
I have no frame of reference. No, actually you'd be surprised. I think I feel in the culture I'm in right now, there's more people married than not.
Oh,
so.
Well, yeah.
But Holly, this has been fun. We'll do this one again. Shorter episode this week, everybody, but I was late because of a train, because I think the engineer was drunk. but I'm not for sure. But we will be back next week. And thank you very much for listening. And we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.